Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to this brand new, amazing day of life that you and I just received. Hey, it's good to be alive with you. Look at that. We are alive today. We survived. And here we are ready to live and rock this day of life. You remember that, right? You woke up this morning because you're supposed to rock this day of life. And let's get it started right. Today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is titled Redeemed, Restored, Refocused. Oh, I love those words. Redeemed, restored, refocused. I stand before you today as a girl who has been redeemed, restored, and refocused. And God has to continually refocus me. It's like redeemed, yes, refocused, yes. Redeemed, yes. Restored, refocused 20 million times. Every day God does it for me. Refocus, refocus, refocus. Hey, were you once doing well? Like you were going strong, making major progress, and then you got tripped up. I want you to know that group of girls, if you're in that group of girls, that, oh man, got tripped up somewhere along the way. You have been heavy on my heart. I have been thinking of you. Something stopped your progress, and you've been a bit stalled since. You lost, you get up and go, didn't ya? Your motivation is now low. You say you will, but you haven't been. You get your hopes up that this time you'll stick with it. This is it. And then you're disappointed once again with another start strong and stop quick. Or maybe you're just now shaking off the past little hiccup in your journey and you have already started again. You've made a little progress, but deep down, you're worried that you're gonna fail again. Because you know your own track record and it feels like it's just a matter of time until maybe you mess up again. And so the enemy kind of works in that fear. Oh, dang. Oh, man. Am I going to mess up again? Have you ever wondered if maybe God gets frustrated with us? Imagine God has this great plan for your life and you're missing out on it because you're tripped up and you can't seem to stick with the plan. How does God feel about this? What does he have to say to you about it today? God wants you to know he is in the business of redeeming and restoring and refocusing. This is what he does, and he does it well. He's got your number, and he just called it. I mean, look at Peter. Most of us know the disciple Peter for one thing, denying Jesus, right? You remember the story, Jesus is preparing the disciples for his own crucifixion, which was ahead. And Peter says, Jesus, I will go with you even to death. And Jesus says, Peter, before the rooster crows, you will deny you even know me three times. And Peter failed Jesus, not once, not twice, but indeed three times. Three times he denied Jesus. And when he heard that rooster crow, he remembered what Jesus had said. And can you imagine his shame? Can you imagine the reality of his failure? But here's the thing for us to remember and apply today. Jesus knew Peter would fail. He knew it, and he chose him anyway. This was no surprise to Jesus. And God knew that you'd screw up too. He knew that. He knew you'd get lazy. He knew you'd get off on the wrong path. He knew you would waver in your commitments. He knew you would get distracted and lose your focus. He knew in advance every misstep you have taken and will take, and he is choosing you still. If you're questioning if you're good enough because of your past, the answer is, yeah, you are. He's still choosing you. God is still choosing you. He hasn't thrown his good plan for your life out the window. God has chosen you, and he wants to work with you through your failures and use them as a set up for your comeback. He sees your struggles and says, I can help her with that. I know exactly what to do. You see, God wants to partner with you. With His limitless power and your God-given potential, you can do the impossible. But you can't do it on your own. You're going to kill yourself trying to overcome your past and future failures on your own. God wants to restore you. He wants to help you. Won't you surrender to Him and recognize your need for Him? You need Him. You will always be a work in progress this side of heaven. So go ahead and make friends with the process. Now, shed the shame. Failures and shortcomings come with a natural measure of guilt and shame. That's natural. But your failure is not the end of your story. Peter's failure wasn't the end of his story. He had this epic public fail that we're still reading about today. I mean, gosh, aren't you glad to know your failure probably won't even be remembered 5 years from now? If Peter can overcome his failure, I'm pretty sure you can too. Shame and guilt are an indicator of where you went wrong and what you can do different. That's it. That's all that means. Shame and guilt just says, hey, this is where you went wrong and this is what you can do different. It's temporary. Recognize it, use it, and then shed it. But here's what the enemy does. He comes in and he takes that natural shame and guilt that you feel and he attaches it to your identity. The enemy takes your failure and he says, you are a failure. But he's a liar. He's a manipulator. He twists the truth to rob you of your power and stall your progress. I mean, so you screwed up, okay? So you went backwards. So you wasted some time in your life. Okay, well, what you gonna do about it now? God's already over it, so you can get over it too and make some progress again. God's desire is for you to be fully restored and use every ounce of the hurt, every lesson in the failure for good in your future. But you can't do that carrying around shame. Understand what shame does in your life. It creates this distance between you and God. You run and you hide and you pull away from not only God, but you pull away from the very people He has put in your life to help you. Where are my hiders at? Hey, my hiders. You're listening, but you're hiding, aren't you? You've had a little hiccup. You went backwards and now you're hiding. You've pulled away, haven't you? If Peter would have been stuck in shame, he would have avoided Jesus. But we read in John chapter 21 that after Jesus had been crucified and put in the grave, the disciples were on the water fishing. And Jesus walks up and says, hey boys, you catching anything? And when they realized it was Jesus, Peter was the one, the only one to get out of the boat and head to Jesus. He didn't avoid Jesus. He swam to Him. Yeah, he had screwed up in the past. Oh, but you see, he was redeemed. He was restored and he was refocused. He swam on to Jesus. Peter could have sat in the boat and hung his head, beating himself up for his epic failure. But he made a choice instead to swim to Jesus. Oh, girls, we need to jump out of the boat and start swimming, too. We can't sit here rehashing our failures for the 73rd time. Remember, God knew you would screw up, and He chose you anyway. Chosen anyway. That's you. Chosen anyway. He can work with exactly what you have. He can meet you exactly where you are now and take you somewhere greater. Don't let anything in your past keep you from the future Jesus has for you. That was meant for somebody. I just want to make sure you didn't miss that. Don't let anything in your past keep you from the future Jesus has for you. What does that mean to you? That speaks directly to a place in your heart, a place that has some guilt and shame that the enemy's been trying to convince you that your failure means that you are a failure. Mm-mm. No, no, no. That's not your truth. You can't let anything in your past keep you from the future that Jesus has for you. Isaiah 44:22 says, I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Peter became one of the greatest crusaders for Christ, a former failure, redeemed, restored, refocused. A fail does not make you a failure. God knew all the times you would start and give up, and yet he's still betting on you. He knows you. He believes in you. He wants to restore you, redeem you, and refocus you. You have a chance to start again or keep on going. You were born for this. Let's go. Within the inner circle of Big Life Mentoring are the amazing gals that I get to personally mentor. Yesterday, one of these really special girls, I mean, this is someone I love. I've been with her for a long time. Yesterday, she celebrated her 1 year of being sober. 1 full year since her last drink. What an accomplishment. What a life change. I wonder how many times she had attempted to change this area of her life before that and failed. What if she would have never tried again? She'd be missing out on the amazing life that she is living today. Also yesterday, another one of the women I mentor celebrated her 1 week clean of any drugs. 1 full week of pushing through the withdrawals and fighting to get her life back. How many times has she tried before? Many. She's told me about them. But this time she's partnering with God. This time she is receiving the redemption, the restoration, and the refocus that only he can offer. She's stepping into a life free of the guilt and shame of her past. And oh, the future that awaits her. Redemption, restoration, and a complete refocus is available for you too, my sister. Won't you grab it and run with it today? Run right into the arms of Jesus who will guide you every step of the way. Run right into the life that's always been waiting for you. Here we go. Today we shed the shame and the guilt and we step up to receive what is being offered for us. What is being offered for you is the strength to do what you need to do today. Here it is. The strength to do what you need to do today. For some of you, it's to continue doing what you need to do. And for others, it's the strength to start all over again, to shed the shame and the guilt. The shame and the guilt has purpose. It helps you learn. It helps you see what to do different. So use it, then shed it. Bye-bye shame, bye-bye guilt. Jesus is restoring me and redeeming me. Let him refocus you. And here we go. May I pray with you? Come on and join me right now. God, good morning. God, we are so grateful that you have given us another day, another opportunity to try and get this thing right. Thank you, God, that you remove the shame and the guilt. You don't want us walking around with that stuff. Thank you, God, that you have never given up on us, even in our worst failures, our worst times. You have always seen us for who we truly are at our core, for who we were created to be, for the potential that still is within us. Thank you that you have fought for us. You have fought for us. God, we want to step into the life that's available to us fully. We don't want to tiptoe around in it. We want to step right into it all the way, plunge all the way in, dive in head first into the life you created us for. Whatever is holding us back from that, any shame or guilt that we need to let go of, any bad habits we need to shake off and step into who you really created us to be, I pray, God, that today would be a day that you're at work restoring us and that we see that work. I know you're always restoring us. You're always working to refocus us, but I pray that we really see it today. I pray that each one of us would see how you're wanting to use us and use our story and use our past to make us better and to help someone else too. I thank you, God, that you waste nothing, that all of this can be used for good. You are so faithful, and we thank you for it. Thank you for everybody listening today. I thank you for their story. I thank you for their journey. I thank you for their future, for their potential. Thank you for allowing our paths to cross. I pray your blessings, your provision, and your protection over each and every family. Thank you for this day of life. In the name of Jesus, amen, my friends. Thank you for being here today. I just love getting to talk to you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And yes, heads up, our plan is to open registration for that Big Life New Year's goal setting and total life detox retreat in Hilton Head, South Carolina. It's going to be a 5-day retreat where we cook for you. There are no cheats available. Yeah, you're gonna nail this restart in January because, well, there's nothing to cheat with. We're going to teach you how to do it, teach you how to write goals, refocus your life. Oh, what a start to 2020. And yes, registration will open today. We have two different groups that are going to be coming in January. I know group two, all the spots are spoken for. We'll see if they grab those today. Group one, I had like 6 open spots that had not been spoken for. But if you watch my Facebook page, I'll keep y'all updated and I'll let you know when registration opens up and how many spots are left. They'll go quick, so be ready. My name is Pamela Krim, C-R-I-M. You can find me on Facebook and watch closely there. All right, everybody, have a fabulous day of life. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.